escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. It is day two of the SEC Media Days. For some, the first, but for us, we've been here the whole time, and we will be here the whole time. Broadcasting live from the College Football Hall of Fame. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. She's the queen of tofu, the founder of Allie's Army, the first lady of Atlanta baseball on a magical night for tonight as we will host the All-Star Game live at Truist Park. He is Abe Gordon, the worst app dating man known to man. He is brutal with his app. He doesn't even know what his flex is on his dating app. But we love him anyways, Mr. Abe Gordon. And we throw in the most vanilla man in radio with the worst wave in radio, Mr. Dylon Dylan Matthews. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Yeah, we're back for our second day down here at SEC Media Days. I feel like yesterday morning we had that nervous energy. We're like, okay, we got to get set up. What do we do? What do we do? But we know the lay of the land now. We know where we're set up, and we are just ready to rock and roll this morning.
Yeah, for the most part. I'm going to have to have a talk with someone in charge here. Because, you know, we're supposed to have access to rooms at a certain time. And then they want to give us a speech on how we shouldn't be in here. And I'm like, that's not how this works, bro.
I'm going to be honest. I'll tell you what I want access to. There's a refrigerator that we're supposed to have access to. And I didn't walk by it yesterday. We were brought water for a quick moment. There are waters in there. There's a Diet Dr. Pepper that's got my name all over it.
I didn't think you would do that to yourself.
I almost uncorked the door. I didn't know. I didn't expect it was going to be locked.
Is Diet
the fridge?
Is that some keto? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, yeah. It's carb free. You're good.
Okay.
But you're doing a. Are you running today?
No, I'm gonna run tomorrow? Question mark.
Okay.
Late night, midnight. We'll figure it out.
I was going to say, the carbonation will really hurt those long runs, Abe, but you know that.
You're going to run at midnight?
We'll talk about it tomorrow. Don't worry about it.
I actually read something that a real broadcaster should refrain from drinking carbonation before their show or during their show.
I already chugged down a full energy drink while sitting on 285.
I mean, that's why some people... You know, during their shows. Also, it's not good for your vocal cords, Allie.
No, it's not good for your vocal cords. I was told a long time ago, if you're going to have coffee too, no creamer, no sugar, because that will make you salivate. So now I am a black coffee drinker like a psychopath. But we have so much to talk about because so much happened at SEC Media Days yesterday. We're going to play back some of the audio because things got interesting. And I know you guys have some interesting takes on it. We've also got guest after guest today. Heather Dinich will be hanging out at 8:20, Pat 40 at 8:40. I swear that time was booked just for me to say that. But look, it is SEC Media Days, so people will be stopping by all day. So that is probably not all the things that are going to be happening, and things may get moved around. Just move along with us as we bring you the notables here at the College Football Hall of Fame. I also want to point out 7:40 today for Mike Dupp. Abe is taking over. It is Abe Dupp today, and it is top 5 Tuesday. Abe, I don't know if you are ready for this smoke. I mean, it gets pretty controversial with Top 5 Tuesday. People come at you when you put together a Top 5 list.
Yeah, I'm fascinated. I actually put together two lists. They're kind of in the same ilk, and I can go with whichever one you want. One of them I don't think will catch any smoke. That's how perfect, strong a list I have.
Oh.
And it's not like, I just don't think it's that controversial. The other one I created, but it was more like Squid would definitely look at me like, that's the most Abe list you could possibly come up with.
That's what I want, though. That's what we want.
So I have both options. We can either get both lists out there, or we'll talk about it in break and figure out where we want to go. I'm ready for it. Like, I've seen some of the lists that especially that guy back in studio has put together.
Dylan.
And it's just like, what's the thought process? What are we doing?
That means you got to witness greatness, Abe. I don't know what you're trying to say.
I witnessed Jazz Chisholm in the Home Run Derby take swing and miss. That's what you did all your list, Dylan.
All right, you know what? I'm going to stop you right here, because while I understand how bad Dylan's lists were. You're not going to sit here and take shots at him, because you literally made two, and you want us to decipher which one we think makes you look the best? Is that what I'm gathering from that?
I think
they are both
impeccable.
No.
It's inarguable.
That's what I'm gathering, Bo. It'll be the first time
in the history of this show that a list has been unarguable.
Well, that debate is going to happen at 7:40 today. We'll see if it's inarguable or not. But, yes, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game is here in Atlanta. It's happening tonight. We have all the festivities covered as we broadcast live from Murph's in the Cobb Galleria Center. That's wall-to-wall All-Star news, previews, and special guests. It's all brought to you by Window Nation, windownation.com, or call 866-90-NATION. If you're headed to Fan Village, stop by and see us at Murph's all day through today on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Speaking of the All-Star Game, I know we're probably all a little bit tired from staying up last night and watching the Home Run Derby. We have a new champ, the Big Dumper, Cal Raleigh.
Yes, it's Cal Raleigh, not Cal Riley.
I did hear that this morning.
Yeah, I heard it yesterday afternoon as well. People better start putting some respect on this man's name, because the Big Dumper, not the Big Dumber, as Dylan wrote on our show sheet. So this man is being disrespected all over our own radio station. But look, the Big Dumper, he put on the show. I said it Saturday. I said it yesterday. I thought he might be one of the favorites, if not the favorite, and he delivered. I think one of my favorite parts about what Cal Raleigh did, excuse me, did last night was in that first round. He switch hit. You know, he went from both sides, and I think he hit 10 from the left and a 7 from the right, or flip it, whichever. But I thought that was cool. I enjoy seeing that part. He's not the first guy to do that, but I was very. Once you got to Matt Olson, I was very not only proud of our fans for the support they gave him. It was a packed out Truist Field, by the way, or Truist Park. I was so happy with our fans showing up. And then I loved the little run he got on. Maybe a little late, but he did go on a run, Abe.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of things here. For Cal Raleigh, he's been the slugger of the first half or up until the All-Star break in all of Major League Baseball. That doesn't always translate to home run derbies. It certainly did for him. And, you know, we were talking about it yesterday, the guys I was interested in. Obviously, his name is in the relevant discussion there, but I was interested in a couple other guys. I didn't know what would translate for Raleigh. It certainly did. When it got serious for him, he stuck to the left side. He didn't go back to right hand once he got to round two and in the finals. So congrats to him. The thing about Olson is it kind of goes how most of his season goes,
it
right?
It really did.
It's one of these things where everyone yells because nothing's going on with him. All of a sudden, he's hitting bomb after bomb, just like in season when he's just on one of those streaks. He unfortunately went back into a cold streak when he needed to stay hot there when he went into the bonus round. Didn't quite get there. But we were texting as a group, and Dylan involved as well. We were just happy to see him, and Bo used the right words in the text group. He put on a show, and there was some real concern, like in that first 45, 50 seconds, you're like, oh, man, what are we going to watch here? Not in front of the hometown crowd. He got going in a big way, made it super entertaining, super energetic there for the last minute 10, minute 20 of his initial round, and then you're just trying to see if he could get there in the bonus round. Ultimately, he couldn't. Question for you guys. Does MLB have to have him go last?
I think it was for us because they know we're going to stick around to watch because he's our hometown guy. I think that's why they're having
him. I think he
him...
has to go last, right, in the first round, because if he goes like third and puts up like eight, the energy level for the rest of the first round, I think, gets removed a little bit.
Well,
I think he has to be saved for last, right? Which is a ton of pressure.
Sure, I guess. Or you just look at it, it's home field. I mean, it's his place. He should go last.
Yeah.
I do believe that the first round should not end at 10 o'clock when it starts at 8.
Bro,
I know.
Preach.
Because here's the deal. Selfishly, yes, for me. But also, there are little kids out there that maybe they're not going to make it to 10 o'clock. I understand it's for the West Coast, but nobody in L.A. is staying up to see Matt Olson himself hit, right?
So let me just follow. Would you have felt different if Ohtani was hitting?
That he would have stayed up for it?
The L.A., perspective.
Yeah, but that's 7 o'clock out there, so they're not having – it's not a big deal for them. I mean, technically it's starting at 6. It's starting at what? 5 for
5,
them.
Yeah.
So I guess my thing is I don't really care about the West Coast because I don't live there, okay? They get something we don't get when football season rolls around. They can wake up at, like – 9 a.m. on Saturdays and watch football all day long.
Well, I think even better is their night of football doesn't end at 1 a.m.
Yeah,
on Sunday night.
So
Monday night.
But we're getting a little off. I just was very happy, even though he didn't advance, that he went through a string where that park was electric because he was just. I mean, and he hit. He didn't pull as many of his home runs as I thought he would, and it did lose him some distance because he was going dead center. But, man, he hammered some balls.
He really, really did. And there's a lot to unpack with the home run derby, whether you stayed up to watch Oliver or not, because I know it did go pretty late. O'Neill Cruz hit a 513-foot home run, which was just absolutely insane. We're going to unpack more of this as we get into the show. But coming up, this place was pretty busy yesterday. Lots of things from day one of SEC Media Days we want to cover with you as this morning gets underway. So we'll get to that next. It is the morning shift. We are live from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
The Odyssey. The Odyssey.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift, and we are live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame. You've got Bo Morgan here, Abe Gordon in for Mike Johnson today, myself, Allie Mack, and Dylan is back at the studio. Now, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is ready to kick off the football season. Obviously, we are here with live coverage of SEC Media Days from downtown Atlanta. You can join us all week. We're going to be here all the way through Thursday from the epicenter of college football world. We're going to have interviews with players and coaches from your favorite SEC schools. And each night at 6 o'clock, Chris Goforth will bring you a 1-hour wrap-up. SEC Media Days are live from downtown Atlanta through Thursday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's get into day one of SEC Media Days. Greg Sankey kicked things off yesterday, actually right behind from where we're sitting right now at the College Football Hall of Fame. And he broached the topic of moving to 9 conference games.
I don't believe there's anyone looking to swap their conference schedule and its opponents with the opponents played by Southeastern Conference teams in our conference schedule, be it 8 or 9. In the SEC, we're not lacking for quality competition among our 16 football teams. But we're going to continue to evaluate whether increasing the number of conference football games is appropriate for us. And as I've said repeatedly, understanding how the CFP will evaluate strength of schedule and even strength of record is critically important in our decision making.
I understand the crowd that wants the 9 games, and I'm not necessarily opposed to 9 games. I'm not sitting here saying, oh, I don't ever want them to go to 9 games, because in reality, it's just, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. The thing that irritates me the most is the ignorance that the 9-game crowd spews. They're, for the most part, the same ignorant people that spewed, pay the players, there's plenty of money to go around, and then what happens is you just start paying players left and right, and everything becomes a debacle. They don't understand what the health of the game is, how to protect the health of the game, because they don't care about the game. They don't truly love the game. I've heard the argument, well, I mean, who cares how you fund a lower program? Well, that shuts off kids from going to college and playing football. You know, that and that also is at sometimes a farm system for teams like the SEC and the Big Ten and the Big 12, where those players go for a year and they get found that they're really a better player than what people thought coming out of high school, and now they're getting paid to play for whatever your favorite team is. So it needs to be done carefully. I also don't want to see these out-of-conference rivalry games. This is a point you brought up, and it's also a point that Shane Beamer brought up yesterday, Abe, where he's like, look, I get it, but the fact of the matter is we get to play Clemson at the end of every year, and that is a huge out-of-conference game. Florida plays Florida State. Georgia plays Georgia Tech. Some of these teams, they'll find ways away because they don't need that game anymore.
Yeah, and in the Big Ten, they don't just naturally have that, right? Like, Indiana's final season game is a conference game against Purdue. Ohio State is Michigan, and they, you know, they have to build it differently because they don't have the cross-conference rivalries. I think the thing that really jumps out to me about this comment and some of the other comments that we may hear in just a moment is they're not going to rush into a decision from the SEC that they can't then revert and go back from. And what they're waiting for is to fully understand how the College Football Playoff Committee is going to measure the strength of schedule. It's a new metric that's being instituted this year. And until they know whether or not the 9 conference games is going to significantly aid them in getting their team selected or potentially damage them from getting their team selected, they're not going to jump into it. They can always go to 9 when the time is right. If they go to 9, they're not going to be able to come back down to 8, in my opinion. And so I think it's a fascinating measure of patience to determine what path is actually the strongest and best for them to take and then make a decision from there.
Well, and Greg was also talking about, he was looking down the road at the 2026 SEC schedule as well.
We have to make decisions about the 26 season and adjust if we're going to go to nine games, and there have to be games removed or rescheduled. And if we stay at eight, probably a little bit easier on that part of the logistics.
Yeah, everyone wants to find out if they're going to make that move, and then immediately the move is made. It is so difficult, and you see it. I mean, we all follow guys like Brett McMurphy and some of the newsbreakers in college football. They're working 6, 7, 8 years in advance to schedule these home-and-homes or these one-offs or whatever. As soon as you go to nine games, you have got to readjust the entire schedule. And like Bo said, maybe that takes away a week zero or a week one game where Tennessee was going to play Virginia Tech. That game gets canned, and now that game's not there. Yeah. Or maybe it takes away a game against a smaller opponent.
Yeah, you saw it with Georgia-Oklahoma when Oklahoma joined the conference, and all the Georgia fans were like, well, why are you doing away with that? Do this, because they've been working on their schedule, and they've been figuring out how they want it to work. And, you know, they had a plan, and I understand where there has been an imbalance to the schedule. Because Georgia doesn't play Alabama near as much, where teams like Florida play them seemingly every third year, and Georgia goes 5 or 6 years. So I understand that, but that is how these super conferences are going to go. You're never going to play everybody, and it's going to rotate. We just make too much of it, and I agree with you about Sankey and the patience that he runs the conference with. It's why they're the leader in college athletics. You know, I know they haven't made, if they don't win a title this year, it'll be their third straight year, but we're acting like that's some huge drought, right? That it'd be the third straight year this year if they don't win the national title. They also were the best college basketball conference in possibly the last 30 years of the sport, with crowning a national champion and half the teams in the Final Four. So the SEC does things right. That's why I was very disappointed to hear Sankey talk about he was open to expansion in the NCAA tournament, which I think is one of the worst ideas in the last that I've ever heard him come up with.
Well, and I do want to hear one more thing that Greg Sankey was talking about yesterday. I thought it was interesting. You guys were mentioning the different conferences. He commented on the SEC and Big Ten TV viewership.
In fact, I asked for some data this weekend. If you take the consumed viewership hours on linear TV, almost 40% of that viewership was focused on games involving Southeastern Conference universities and teams. Big Ten was next, right around 30%. And that means with those two conferences, just over two-thirds of the total viewership of college football is embedded between the SEC and the Big Ten.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're talking about the two conferences that make up the majority of the top five, the majority of the top ten over the course of the season, and they have the ability to match those teams up, right? Ohio State played Penn State. Oregon played Ohio State in regular season play. And so, sure, those games are going to be up there from a TV perspective. I don't know why we're bringing that up. It's not really a surprise. No one's out here pounding the chest about Big 12 TV ratings. Like, it's not like an argument there. It's hey, you pat yourself on the back all you want, I guess. Like,
I think it's,
he spoke for 50 minutes. Like, cut it down to 30 and cut that comment out. You know what I mean? It's moving along.
What do you expect him to do? He's the spokesman for his conference. He is the salesman of the conference. You know, I mean, sure, he's going to say that. I think it. There's probably, you know, just like, there is little things that people do and say, and especially when there's a microphone in front of them, that is meant for certain people.
Yeah.
And I do know that he spoke 3 or 4 times last week alone. Is it Tony Petitti?
Petitti
of the Big Ten.
Yeah.
I'm sure that was a rib. That was a shot. That was a, oh, you think so? Well, I'm going to say this.
Well, let's get one more comment in that, Abe, you might have more of a reaction to. Brian Kelly was talking about whether the college football playoffs should expand or not.
I think we would push for as many teams as possible if they were evaluated based upon what their schedule looks like. And so that's why both of those questions kind of dovetail together, in that if we're talking about win-loss record, they're not all the same based upon what conference you're in and who you play. So how many teams that are in this probably have a lot to do with how are we going to select them? What's the selection process going to be? And I think at the end of the day, that selection process will probably be having the end in mind first. And that will then generate the answers to the other questions in terms of how many teams and what's your conference schedule look like in terms of how many you play.
It's a message from the LSU head coach directly to the College Football Playoff Committee that if you're not going to take into account who we play and how we play, but just look at a blank win-loss record, we're not going to continue to schedule tougher, increasingly tougher games, which in turn is going to mean you're not going to go to 9 conference games. It is a message to say you've got a one-year sample size this year with this new strength of schedule metric that's supposed to be involved to show us that playing a more or the most difficult schedule possible is going to benefit, not hurt our chances to get in. And if it goes to 16, we'll take a look at that. That's a message to the committee.
I don't wholeheartedly believe that they've been doing that. They're not taking that into account.
It's the argument for South Carolina, Alabama out, SMU in, right?
Yeah, but Alabama out. No.
I agree.
The Alabama thing is – The South Carolina one you have a slight argument with, but you know I think you need to understand you can't be getting blown out by teams
at home. Like, yeah, you can't look non-competitive at home in ugly losses.
I'm pretty sure South Carolina looked pretty non-competitive in one of their losses, and I can't remember which one. I thought it was the Alabama one, but maybe I'm wrong. I know the LSU game they should have won. Maybe if not for one of the worst rough in the passer penalties on, but I think it was a touchy call, and it probably was definitely a dumb move as well. That one, it could go either way, but you can't be. Alabama got blown out in Norman by a very average.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way: a quarterbackless Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Because they were good in other places, they just didn't have a quarterback. So
South Carolina was non-competitive at home against a top 15 Ole Miss squad.
It was Ole Miss. That's the one it was. Okay. Yeah. And so you just can't. Don't get blown out, right? I mean, you know. That's the thing for me. You can't be non-competitive in games if you want to make a college football playoff, especially with 3 losses.
Well, and we're just scratching the surface on everything that did happen at SEC Media Days yesterday. We'll continue to reveal everything else. But coming up, we've got the lineup for the All-Star game tonight, and we've got my Allie Mack drop. We've got a game of the Price is Right, All-Star Auction Edition. That is next with the Morning Shift. We are live from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. We are live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame. You've got Bo Morgan here. Abe Gordon is in for Mike today. Myself, Allie Mack, and of course, Dylan is keeping us on the air back at the station. So the All-Star Game lineups came out yesterday. I'm so excited. I am going tonight. But unfortunately, Ronald Acuña Jr. is not batting leadoff.
Yeah, I'm not. First off, credential, are you in the crowd?
No, I'm in the crowd.
Oh, wow. So you're going to try some of that. Okay, so I'm going to put you on the spot majorly. Okay. You know, as the assistant program director.
Yes.
We're always trying to grow our content online.
Correct.
So I think today tonight you need to go buy something on the menu that we've discussed on
okay.
the show and then try it, and then we will maybe you do some kind of picture or video of it, but don't give your review until tomorrow during the Mac Drop.
Gotcha. I can do that for the reviews.
Or at any point in the show, wherever you want, because I leave your segment to you. But I think that would be cool. To the Ronald Acuña Jr. thing, he should be hitting leadoff.
Yeah.
He should be hitting leadoff to the exact point that Abe made about why Matt Olson should have been going last, which he did in the home run derby last night. I understand that this is baseball's all-star game, but we're the ones putting it on, right? We're the ones sacrificing our city, and I say sacrificing loosely, like, you know, we're
really?
Our traffic, all that. We want to see our guy lead off the all-star game in our part. So I do have a slight issue with that, but if he's going to take a backseat to anybody, it's probably Shohei Ohtani, who is a guy, by the way,
Ding.
That when Mike Johnson wants to come at me about name another great hitter that hits leadoff, I don't know, the best player in baseball right now?
Right.
So I'm okay with it for the most part. I like the fact that I think Freddie's hitting three, right? Right behind him. Or is Freddie hitting five? Four?
Yeah, I think Freddie and Acuña are separated.
I thought they were right back to back. But you know what? I'll yield to Abe because he studies batting lineups. But I'm somewhat okay with it. It's just disappointing that he's not first.
Yeah, it is. And I think this is a mistake from Dave Roberts, who obviously is just going to bat for his guy. And I can understand that from his perspective. I also wonder, and we talked about this, I talked about this over the weekend, Tariq Skubal and Max Fried had a discussion about the All-Star Game start and if Fried wanted to get it here in Atlanta. I do wonder if there was some communication from Roberts to Ohtani, Ohtani to Acuña, and a discussion there, or if this was just a decision that was made. The other thing is, I don't know, Cooney's not a leadoff hitter anymore.
He's also not a
leadoff hitter anymore. He's
true.
Batting the three
that's
hole.
Not,
he's batting the four hole.
I think that experiment will be over soon. And also, why is he in left field?
Is he? I didn't notice that.
Yeah, he's in left field.
In
why
left
is he in
field?
Left field? It just seems like, I don't know. I actually have zero issues with Dave Roberts at all. So I'm not going to sit here and just go at him. I just don't understand his thinking, but whatever, it's not that big of a deal. It really isn't. Where he plays is left field or right field is less of a deal to me that as him not leading leadoff. But at the end of the day, our guys starting in the All-Star game, that's good enough for me.
And we just want a good show.
The other thing is, and this goes for Ohtani as well, and honestly, if they get around to it, probably Freeman. Acuña's got to get two at-bats.
Agreed. And I think he will.
At least two
at-bats. I think he will.
Yeah.
And Olson needs to get one.
Yeah, and I think you can pick and choose that spot later in the game.
Hey,
but
can I ask y'all real quick? I know we got to get moving, but are we going to have another one of these ridiculous standing ovations for Freddie?
Yes.
Like, I'm just getting tired of it. Like, guys, I know we wish he was here, but in the end of the day, he also chose to leave. Him and his agent, there, whatever
it
was.
That's up for debate.
not really. I mean, you know, it's just, I'm just tired. I mean, I just, every time, it's just getting exhausting.
Bo, you will be upset again tonight, my friend. I'm just going to let you know.
I'm not upset. It's just, enough.
100%
like,
it's going to happen. You know it's going to happen.
I was filling in on the afternoons last week, and the discussion we were having there wasn't the ovation. It's whether he was going to cry during the ovation.
Oh.
Or during oh. An, either during the announcement.
I'm not going to sit here and take either shots at him. He's an emotional person, you know.
No, I have no problem with him.
It's not a shot.
I said I think he's going to have a handle on it because it's not a competitive atmosphere against his former team. It's a different setup.
No, I actually tend to think the other way. I think it might mean more. It might mean more in that moment, and he might.
He might.
I mean, at this point, I don't even care.
Before we get to Mac Trap, I want to get into a weird story that kind of came out yesterday. A lot of opinions about former NFL quarterback Teddy Bridgewater. He's been suspended from his position as a high school football coach in Miami, but there was overwhelming support for Teddy yesterday because if you look into this story, he was just doing these kids a couple favors. Like, he paid for Uber rides, meals, recovery services for his players at Miami Northwestern.
It's really weird because the way I read this, and Bo, if I get on the wrong path and it's not how you understand this, please stop me immediately. It sounds like the benefits that were provided are allowed to be provided, but not directly from him. And they were attempting to get boosters and other money involved so that he wouldn't have to front it. But ultimately, it did come from him, and that's what became an issue.
That's the way I read it as well. It was weirdly worded. And I'm going to go back because you tweet too much and find the exact tweet. But, you know, it's a lot of people are saying that the school should be like basically thanking him, and it's
right.
And the post that initiated it was that, you know, he's like, he basically said, I cover all the expenses, and he goes through it, and he says last year it cost him just under $10,000 to set up rides alone. What I would like to know is the schools that they're competing against, what they're getting. Because if they're all getting the same thing, if they're all getting the same benefits, just the other boosters are providing and his aren't, he's doing it in his own, I don't
right.
really care. Now, if it's something
right.
he's providing and other teams aren't getting, that does bring up an issue.
Well, but are other teams like getting it because they can't raise the money or because they're not allowed to provide them? Because if it's just about they're not raising money and they don't have a coach willing to front the money, that's on them.
I tend to agree.
If there's no written rule that says that
these benefits can't be provided, I'm not really sure why it matters who is providing them.
Yeah. Thank you. That's right.
I agree with you. Absolutely, and listen.
So now he's saying, all right, I'll back off from coaching. I can still provide the benefits because I can provide the money. I just am not officially hired by the school. Is that the road we really want to go down?
Yeah, and he said, I'll volunteer like I did in 18 and 19 when
Nonsense.
He was still playing. The thing I'll tell you is this once again seems like adults are fighting and hurting the kids. And this happens way too much in sports and in our country.
Yeah, that was just such a ridiculous story that came out yesterday. Now we're going to see how savvy you guys are when it comes to memorabilia that is available at the All-Star Village right now.
Oh, geez.
We're going to guess how much it's going for. There is a wonderful auction happening over at the All-Star Village right now. I'm actually quite terrified of what my husband will be coming out with from that auction. We are in close quarters here at SEC Media Day, so please don't look at my screen.
I'll turn again. Why do you throw Abe's name in first? Like,
alphabetical.
I'm the one who's going to cheat.
It's just alphabetical. And some of these, I might show you a picture of them, but I'll pull that up when it's necessary. All right, so let's start with a Mickey Mantle signed 1950s baseball. It's in fine condition. Bo, what would you say that is going for? And I want to preface, this is going for the online pre-bid right now. These are the prices I have. When they actually go for auction, that's going to be a little bit different.
Am I guessing what the bid is at when you pulled it or what the starting bid was?
You're guessing what the bid is currently at, and we are doing Price is Right rules, so whoever guesses closest to it without going over wins.
I would say the current bid would be at around – it's a pre-bid, so I would say probably around $180. Current, pre-bid, current.
Okay, Abe, what do you think?
For a Mickey Mantle signed ball?
Yeah.
I was going to go way higher than that. I'll just say, just not to do the dollar over yours, I'll say $200.
Okay, you guys are both way low on
Yeah,
this.
I know. I was so just so you know, my guess would have been like 12,500.
Well, I
and
saw,
I still think that's way low.
Here's the problem. I went to the auction on Saturday. Hold on. And I saw some items that I thought would be way more for less, and ones I thought would be around and like a middle ground, way more.
Because I was going to say he's got an advantage because he went and saw
But these are
that
pretty big.
Works
against There's the
you.
Ball if you want to take a
that
look at it.
That looks like
my
a
computer.
Fake autograph, by the way. Just saying.
So
the
you
mantle
know,
looks good. The Mickey looks like it's fake. I thought it was going to be way more. When you're in the hundreds, I'm like, I think I got this one.
I'm not sure how you know what a Mickey Mantle baseball looks like.
All right. So the price of this one, Abe, you win this round. It's actually at $1,771 right now. So
$1,771.
Oh, yeah, it is. You know that's going to go way up, though.
I thought it was going to be in the thousands, like multiple thousands.
Okay, so I want to show you a picture of this next one. It's a Mickey Mantle Yoo-Hoo bottle. Okay? Do you see that? How crazy that is?
It looks like barbecue sauce.
Wait, it does. Is
so
that
it's
autographed?
From 1959. Nope, it was just modeled after him. So there's like a little Mickey Mantle figurine on it, like a little figure. It's pretty much an original Yoo-Hoo. How much do you think this thing is going for?
Yeah, that one I don't think is necessarily in the thousands. I think I'm going to put a tough number up for Bo to go either higher or lower. I'm going to say $300.
Bo, what are you thinking?
I'll go 220.
All right, you guys are both way low on this. What was yours again?
300. 300. I'm going to get the win here.
Okay,
again,
you're going to get the win here
how
again.
How much is that thing? 600?
So that thing is going for.
It can't be more than an autograph
$2,300.
Come on. That's more than the. That's not autographed. That's just. It's just
it
a
is not
ball.
Autographed.
Yeah, but that might be like one of those left in the
I
world.
I wonder if that's more expensive, less because the Mickey Mantle thing, and more just because it's such an old Yoo-Hoo
bottle. It's a
you
weird
know, I wonder
thing.
If it's got its own lane.
Oh, I think the novels would be in a Mickey Mantle Yoo-Hoo.
Yeah, a Mickey Mantle Yoo-Hoo bottle. All right, we're going to go a little bit more current now. We've got an outstanding grade of a 2009 Chipper Jones autographed professional model baseball bat. And the Braves team did say this is game used.
I'll go with 629.
Okay.
Good number. Good number. I still think it's lower than that. I was going to say a number much lower than 630. I'll say 300.
Guys, you are doubting how much this city loves Chipper Jones.
Yeah.
It is going for $3,200.
Oh, it's not going at all. Just sit there, yo.
The bid is at $3,200 right now.
Don't you just, when you hear this stuff, Bo, I'm sorry, I don't want to like jump on your segment. Don't you just like wish you were rich?
Oh yeah,
because like I have a Chipper Jones autograph just from nine. Like it was something that was mass produced. Like I would love to have.
There was
this,
Honus Wagner signed check that he had signed. He had been paid by a team. He signed the check, and I was just like, if I was rich, I would have. And there was a bunch of different players that I'd have bought all of them.
Yeah,
I would have just told one of the auction and said
I couldn't buy a Chipper Jones printed autograph mini bat right now, much less like the real deal.
All right, real quick, one last one: 1987 Dale Murphy autographed Atlanta Braves professional model home jersey. So it's a jersey, a white, the white one, red lettering, navy outline.
Oh yeah, the V-neck kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I again want to go relatively low on this. I just have a tough time believing it's in the thousands, but the numbers have thrown me off. I'll say 750.
Okay, Bo.
I will go. I'll go 650.
Nah, this thing was $1,700.
Jeez.
You guys are clearly not in the collector's realm.
No. Well,
we're certainly not in the purchaser's realm. I know that.
I mean, I sat there and, like, watched items go for more than they –
Yeah.
I was sitting there, and Grant would be like – Grant had, like, four or five items.
Yeah.
And he was like, got mine for 120. It was like 300.
And by the way, I could have believed this were like the final price after auction, right? If people bid each other up on it, I can't believe it's where you're right now. By the way, that's 2-0 for me against you.
I don't give you credit yesterday because we just kept like.
That, one of us kept repeating the other.
I wasn't listening to you, and there was no – and I could have kept naming coaches.
Well, all those items are up for auction right now over in the All-Star Village. If you're so inclined, Grant McCauley, please stay far, far away from that. And coming up, we're going to hear from UGA, Auburn, Tennessee, and Texas at SEC Media Days today. So we're going to preview their upcoming seasons and what we're expecting out of today. That's next with the Morning Shift live from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.